From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, February 18th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with one of the organizers of the Pennsylvania Student Screenwriting and Filmmaking Competition. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. An analysis from the Associated Press found that incarcerated people with violent records have been transferred to medium-level security prisons in Illinois. Mawa Iqbal reports.
The state of Illinois closed the Stateville Correctional Center last year and is planning to rebuild. It's a maximum security men's prison near Joliet. Due to years of neglect, it was falling apart. About 400 people, many of them convicted of murder and other violent crimes, were moved from the facility. An AP analysis found many of those transfers were sent to medium security prisons. Naomi Puzello, spokesperson for the Illinois Department of Corrections, says the housing placements were based on more than just the person's conviction. In a statement, Puzello says the department also assessed the person's behavioral and treatment needs and says, quote, at no point were security levels reduced as part of the transfer process from Stateville. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
There's no school today for Danville Public Schools. District 118 says they've had to cancel classes due to staff absences. However, extracurricular activities will continue. The Promise Healthcare Clinic in Rantoul is also closed today due to problems with the building's heating system. Staff will reach out to reschedule appointments with patients. About 40 people braved freezing temperatures yesterday to rally in downtown Champaign against the Trump administration's cuts to federal funding and staffing. Champaign County Indivisible organized the rally outside of Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski's office, which was closed for President's Day. Jeff Dugan, one of the organizers, says he appreciates Budzinski's statements against the spending cuts, but he says her constituents need her to do more.
That we need her to be a more active and full-throated supporter, throwing as many procedural roadblocks in the way as she can in order to buy time for the courts to be able to tell the president that he is not above the law.
The rally in Champaign was one of many being held nationwide this week to protest cuts to federal agencies. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Budzinski was in the southern part of her district near St. Louis yesterday. She met with educators and teachers' union officials to highlight opposition to President Trump's plans to close the Department of Education. Pennsylvania is a screenwriting competition for K-12 students in central Illinois. The contest is accepting submissions through the end of this month. IPM student reporter Anna Koh spoke with one of the previous winners about how the experience changed his life.
When Max Lemon was a kid, he was really into acting and storytelling. He and his siblings would put on plays, and he'd be the director. When he learned that his great-grandmother survived the Holocaust, he wrote a screenplay inspired by her life. At age 12, he submitted it to Pennsylvania.
Something that just started as a script exploded into something so much more that's continued to impact my life to this day.
His script was chosen to be produced as a film, which was a surreal experience.
Seeing something that was just an idea in your head, which you wrote down on paper, and then watching that at the Virginia Theater with hundreds of people and just seeing it on the big screen is something that is really hard to explain.
Lindman shared the film with schools, places of worship, and government officials to help with Holocaust education. He's now a freshman in business and cinematic arts at the University of Southern California, one of the nation's top film schools. He says he's grateful to Pennsylvania for helping him pursue his passion from a young age. I'm Anna Koh, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with one of the organizers of the Pennsylvania Student Screenwriting and Filmmaking Competition. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 13 degrees and a north wind 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of flurries and a low of 6 degrees, north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries and a high of 16 degrees, northwest wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 2 degrees, northwest wind 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 19 degrees and a northwest wind 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, President Trump and Elon Musk have been freezing, cutting, or dismantling significant portions of the government, including the National Institutes of Health and the U.S. Agency for International Development.
The USAID is really corrupt.
The move has already affected research here in Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Students have until the end of the month to submit scripts that could be turned into a movie. The Pens to Lens Student Screenwriting and Filmmaking Competition is open through February 28th. I spoke with Andrew Stangley, one of the organizers of the competition, about how the student scripts are brought to the big screen.
Pens to Lens is a partnership between Champaign Movie Makers, 40 North, Kudo, the Champaign-Urbana Design Organization, and the Champaign Park District. So it's a lot of different groups coming together. It's a youth screenwriting competition, so kids from as low as kindergarten all the way up to seniors in high school will write screenplays. And then over the summer, filmmakers from Champaign Movie Makers will turn them into short films and bring the kids out to set. Or the writers, I guess. I don't want to say kids because some of them are in high school. So the youth, we bring them out to set, get them involved in the production, maybe cast them in the movie, maybe give them a role in the crew. We have a red carpet gala in August at the Virginia Theater. August 16th is the date this year. And that's when we premiere all the movies. Everybody dresses up like it's a red carpet event.
Oh, yeah.
But we also do movie posters through the through Kudo. So everybody gets a poster for their movies, and some of the movies that didn't get chosen to be made into films also get posters. So we try to include as many of the kids as possible in the program itself.
What is Pens to Lens' goal then in having this event or this competition?
The goal is to inspire kids to just start making things. Everybody can write. Doesn't require any special equipment. It doesn't require any advanced knowledge. You can just start writing a story right now. So that's a very accessible thing for kids to do. Mm-hmm. Making a movie is less accessible, but we try to show that it is possible for them to do. So when the kids write their story, then we invite them out to set to see exactly how we do it. And there's another component to the Pens to Lens, which is the student filmmaking competition portion.
Yeah.
Where we will also accept movies that the kids shot themselves, and we'll show a selection of those at the Red Carpet Gala in August. And so to help with that, we sometimes do school visits to talk about how this is done, how it works, and we have a selection of equipment that we can loan out to students to make movies with on their own. But even if they just have a phone, they can make a movie if they want to. We want to show that you can make stuff where you're at right now. You don't have to have a degree in things. You don't have to go out to L.A. or Chicago or New York or big cities. You can do it right here, right now, if you want to.
If a student wants to be involved in the Pens to Lens competition, what do they have to do to submit a script?
If they just go to penstolens.com, you can find the submission link there. We also have resources for students, parents, and teachers, how to format a script, various ways to like insert it into curriculum if you want to make it a class project or an extra credit project or something like that. Tips and tricks, but also there's contact information. So if you can't find what you're looking for, you can send a message to Pens to Lens and we will get you where you need to go.
I've been in two Pens to Lens films, and the first one, there was a whole green screen in the back. And I know that year there was also some sort of claymation type thing. Do the students have to have how they want it to be filmed in mind, or is that what the Champaign Movie Makers take on?
Generally, the writer writes the story and the director interprets the story on how to tell it visually. But sometimes the kids have very specific camera directions that they write into the screenplays. We try to always film it as written. We don't try to edit the screenplays or anything like that. This is what the kid wrote. This is what we're going to do. A lot of us filmmakers will read through all of them, and somebody chooses one. We're like, that one didn't really do anything for me. And then you see it on screen, and you go, oh, I see what they what they wanted. And that's part of the fun of it, too, is just who's going to choose what and how they're going to do each one.
How many scripts get submitted and how many do you take for premiering at the gala?
How many we get varies year to year. In the heyday before COVID, we were getting 200 plus screenplays in. So unfortunately, we couldn't do all of them. So every year we try to give out some awards to screenplays that everyone recognized was really good, but just nobody could make it work for whatever reason.
Are there any specific guidelines or things that jump out to you all when you're looking at the scripts?
No, we get a wide range of things. Sometimes you get a second grade script that's full of wild imagination and impossible things, mythical creatures and different dimensions and stuff like that. And then other times you get very serious, emotional dramas. The point is not to limit the kids in any way. Write whatever you want to write. Write the movie that you want to see, and we'll do our best to make it happen.
If people want to be involved in the filmmaking, do they just have to reach out to Champagne Movie Makers?
Yes. If you want to be involved, you might not, on your first time around, be able to, like, lead a project, even if you're not necessarily the director who's leading a project. If you're a sound person, you want to run sound, great. We need more of those. That's the most important part of films, and we don't have enough of them. If you're a camera person, you want to do lighting, you want to act, everybody should be involved. All the kids should be involved. All the community should be involved. Everyone should be involved.
Submissions are due by 11:59 p.m. on February 28th. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Jim Meadows, Arjun Tucker, Anna Koh, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.